We are blessed to have many alumni and students, benefactors, instructors from all these schools, the academy, the high school, and St. Mary the Plains College, and also Sacred Heart Cathedral Catholic School. And yet, this group is getting kind of old. I wonder if we can start with the children. Children, would you like to help me with my homily? Age 7, 8, and 9. Children, age 7, 8, and 9. Come on up, come on up. Children, 7, 8, and 9. Come on up, have a seat right here. Here they come. Come on up. We've got some smiles, we've got some sleepy eyes, and everything in between. Thank you for helping. I have questions for you. You might say, Bishop John, this is the summer, no exit tests. Is that what you're thinking? Well, these are easy questions. Maybe. Are you ready? Three questions. Number one, who is God? Number two, who are we? Number three, what is God's plan for us? Think about that a minute. Who is God? Who are we? What is God's plan for us? Okay, are you ready? Any thoughts on that? Who is God? Who is God? Can you help my youngest nephew, Nick? Tom, a 19-something-something graduate, St. Mary of the Plains College. Who is God? Where did all this come from? Did God make the universe? Yes. That helps us with question number two. Come over here, question number two. And the girls stand on this side, and the boys come around. On this side, question number two, who are we? That's the one you knew the answer to.
People.
People. We're boys and girls, men and women, made in God's image, aren't we? That's pretty awesome. Okay, the last question, what is God's plan for our lives? What is God's plan for us? What's God's plan for you children? Well, your plan is, when you get older, maybe the girls will be called to be religious sisters. Maybe when you become women, you'll marry a man and have children, have a family. God's plan for you boys, maybe God wants you to be priests for the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City. Maybe when you get to be men, you'll marry a woman and have a family. Wouldn't that be great? Okay, what else has God planned for you? One of God's plans is for you to obey. Obey your parents and your teachers. And you all from Dodge City, how are you supposed to obey? After a while, do what your mom and dad said. When? Tomorrow? Every day, right away, right? And you're supposed to be obeying grumpy? Obeying with a?
Smiley.
Smile. Obey right away with a smile. That's God's plan for you right now, isn't it? How about serving? Helping your parents and your siblings, those around you. What else?
Helping someone else.
Helping someone else, yes. So that's God's plan for you. So, who is God? Who are you? What is God's plan for your life? What do you think? Pretty important, huh? Very good. Thank you, children. You can go back to your families. Three simple questions, or maybe not so simple. In fact, our society is kind of confused in these questions, kind of in darkness. In these questions. Our opening hymn talked about needing the light of the truth and not having the lies of darkness. Let's take a look in more depth in these three questions. Who is God? Well, we hear from the Book of Wisdom, our first reading, that God fashioned all things. God formed man to be imperishable. The image of his own nature he made him. Extraordinary gift there, a beautiful gift. Who is God? He fashioned all things, creation, us. And how did he form us? To be imperishable, to be eternal. We're here on this earth for just a short time, but eventually our home is heaven. We are imperishable, never to die. We hear this in the gospel as the Lord raised up the little girl from the dead for this temporary home, but then eventually all of us to the heavenly glory. In his own image he made us, male and female. More about that in a second. How about God the Son? We hear that from St. Paul in the second reading. Gracious act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. The Lord saves us. The Lord God, Jesus Christ, on the throne in heaven, but he came down as a little boy in a manger, becoming poor. Having a poor home with a poor mom and dad, Joseph and Mary. Rich becoming poor so that he can help us in our poverty, our sinfulness, become rich through the resurrection, the glory of heaven. The Spirit, Holy Spirit, guiding us, leading us on the way. When we are confused, when we are mixed up, when we are tempted, when we are not knowing what to do, what to believe, the Holy Spirit will guide us and lead us. In the good times and the bad, in the sufferings and the joys, this, again, great beauty the Lord is giving us in Father, Son, and Spirit. Who is God? Who are we? Well, we hear that again in that wisdom reading. The image of God. We are formed, we hear in Genesis, God created male and female in his image and saw that it was very good. Very good, male and female. We hear this in our opening song, opening prayer as well, the collect. Lord, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, that the Lord adopted us through our baptism, made us his children, not just the child of our mother and father, but his children. That is an extraordinary gift. And we are called not to be in the darkness. We are called to be children of the light, children of the light of the truth of Jesus Christ. This is, again, of great beauty. This gift from God, who God is, who we are. What an extraordinary, beautifully formed plan God gave us from time, before time began. This was his plan for us, a plan of beauty. Third, what is God's plan for us? What are the details of this plan? For man and woman, for husband and wife, that plan is to go and be fruitful and multiply. What do you think? Pretty good plan? Even though she might wake you up at night? A beautiful plan, a beautiful plan. Fruitful and multiply. In fact, in Genesis again, remember St. John Paul? St. John Paul always would start out his talks about this topic with, in the beginning. In the beginning is a code word for the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis, in the beginning, man leaves father and mother, clings to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Jesus reiterated this in Matthew chapter 19. The two shall be one flesh, and what man has joined, no one must separate. The extraordinary gift of a man and a woman coming together in fertility and love and family. In the opening prayer again, we heard this: God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light. This adopted nature we have gave us an extraordinary plan. What else are we supposed to do? Well, one of the children said from our prayer over the offerings right before the Eucharist here, that the deeds by which we serve you, this is who God is, who we are, and we are called to serve those in our families, to serve those in our parish, our community, to serve those in our colleges and high schools and academies, a beautiful gift of getting out of ourselves and serving others, a key point of being children of the light. We hear that as well in the prayer after communion, to be bound to the Lord in lasting charity, to reach out in charity and unconditional love to one another by our time, by our ability, sometimes by our almsgiving. This is God's plan for our lives. Yet, at times we're in darkness. We don't know what that plan is. We're confused. We're mixed up. You might say, well, Bishop, you're just old-fashioned. Get with the program. Well, I didn't make any of this up. Father Wesley, did I make any of this up? This is God's design, God's plan. If we're struggling with this, where do we find that light in our heart that we may be children of the light? Well, we find it in our relationship with number one, who is God. And that comes right now in Holy Mass. That comes in our Adoration Chapel right behind that wall, when we can sit before our Eucharistic Lord and say, Jesus, enlighten me. Jesus, I want to know your truth. Jesus, I want to be faithful to your way. This was the woman in the gospel, wasn't it? Sick for years and years, without hope. Yet she knew if she so much as touched Jesus, she would be healed. So as we come to this altar in a few minutes to touch Jesus, as Jesus enters inside us, let us beg our Eucharistic Lord for wisdom and light so that we can see and know and practice the truth, practice his plan, know who he is in a deeper way, know who we are more profoundly, know what that path is for us from him, not from society, not from your bishop, not from your pastor, the path that the Lord has given us. He will help us do that. Be not afraid, as the family of the sick girl was not afraid, as the woman with the hemorrhage was not afraid, just coming to the Lord and begging for help. He'll be there for us. He loves us more than we can ask or imagine.